This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. Know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning everybody. Hello, Leroy.
Man, I sure wish South Florida sports reflected the weather this weekend.
I don't understand.
It was a beautiful weekend.
I mean, do you not count the Panthers? Six in a row.
I do.
Six in a row. Why are we talking about why do we got to put the reflection of our teams on a team's 5 games under .500 and the worst fourth quarter team we've ever seen? The Panthers have won 6 in a row, and they just took the face of the Boston Bruins, who's getting introduced right now.
Wow.
Brad Marchand is getting introduced as a Florida Panther. Yeah, he's getting introduced as we speak. He's having his and by the way, he's like feeling pretty rejuvenated. Might be on the ice tomorrow. Not for the game. But everybody's like, oh, he's gonna be out like 3 weeks. Oh, feeling a little healthier being out of Boston.
Was he hurt?
Yeah, he had upper body injury.
Yeah, man. Warm weather though.
He's like, oh,
upper
Boston. I don't know if I could go out there. Oh, I'm a Panther. See you tomorrow. Amazing.
Call that the old Jimmy Butler.
Oh, yeah. He found his joy again.
Winning is joy.
This was crazy. You know, like we were, you know, there was talks like, is there going to be a wow factor from Bill Zito on Friday? And it's like, yeah, you know what we're going to do? You know how like the Bruins were our biggest rival? Would we take their captain for a second round pick? And I'm like, excuse me? And to be honest with you, it stood the hockey world on its head. It was like, what do you mean, Brad Marchand? The man who everybody hates. He is like, he honestly, if he wasn't a Panther, he exudes so many Panthers things, but he's the face of Boston. But he was the face of everything of Boston hating the Panthers, and now he's on the Panthers. And Boston is losing its mind. They're heartbroken. I see Barstool tears just leaking all over the timeline. And this Bill Zito, dude, he comes. You want to talk about wheelbarrows in this town, all right? Forget about mouse balls Mike McDaniel, all right? Forget about Eric Spoelstra, who can't get through a fourth quarter without his team collapsing anymore, all right? Forget about Mario Cristobal kicking field goals. The one true guy walking around with cantaloupes between his legs right now is the king, Bill Zito, who's just making home run moves. He's pushing all the chips in the middle of the table, and I think the hockey world is petrified of him. Because they're like, what do you mean they got Brad Marchand, dude?
Everybody in the league going to put their mouthpiece in and button their little chin strap a little bit tighter.
You're sitting here. And
it would only be fitting if the first 5 minutes of his stint in Florida, he gets in the fight.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's time to go, baby. It's time to go. Now, I know a lot of people are worried because it's like, oh, are he and Sam Bennett going to work out? He punched his lights out. Everybody made a big thing. They wanted Sam Bennett taken away in handcuffs in Boston. Handcuffs! But the Four Nations seems to have mended fences. Seems to have mended fences, although Brad Marchand's quote on Sam Bennett this morning was, quote,
yep.
Yeah, he's still a scumbag.
Well, okay.
No, he didn't. Okay.
That's his quote, dude.
Okay. No, he didn't.
What do you mean?
He did not say that.
My gods.
Well, he also said, you know, he's great. Had time to know him in the Four Nations. Wasn't surprised that we'd get along, but his initial quote was, yeah, he's still a scumbag.
So, jokey jokes.
Yeah, of course.
But the crazy thing is that, like, people mistake hate on a field of play as hate in real life, right? I tell you how me and Johnny fought all the time in practice. Got done with football, first person we go, I got to go see what's up with Johnny, right? Or he come over
John Randall.
John Randall.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, sports is sports, man.
Sports is sports, but like it is a heated rivalry, and he's the captain. Like you're wired to hate a team, and like he was even talking bleep to Matthew Tkachuk, man. Like after like 2 weeks ago.
But here's the deal: you're wired to hate that team. You ain't on that team no more.
This is
still hate Boston.
Poor Boston.
And now they're gonna bring Marchand and say, "Hey, get you some of this hate. Drink it up." Nah, drink it up. There you go.
You pity Boston now. Look at him.
You ain't the captain here. So drink some of this. You're good.
Sergei Bobrovsky. He broke Boston, dude. Broke him. And now Marchand's on the Panthers. This is banana. Look at this, Bill Zito.
Here's,
by the way,
this is amazing.
You come in here, all right, already the defense was like, you know, Paul Maurice wasn't too happy. Seth Jones comes here.
I was like, oh, that's great. What a great move.
Great move.
I thought that was it.
Yep.
They said that was it.
Then Vanacek, who's out here, he's giving up goals willy-nilly in San Jose.
Oh, my
God. First game, shutout. This man has the touch of gold right now, Bill Zito.
Wow.
He can do no wrong.
Wow.
I got to tell you.
This is a dynasty.
Here's what the amazing thing is.
Calm down.
Okay.
When you see and I'm going to use the Dolphins as an example. They wanted to win now. They brought in a lot of guys, 30-year-old guys or whatever, and let some of their young guys go. The Panthers have kept most of their young guys, and you can see, like, this, based on the young talent that they have, this isn't going to end for the foreseeable future. So you might lose some stars at the end of the year, you know, lose a couple of guys. But a lot of the guys who are having success here are young.
Yeah, I mean, the only guy on the Panthers right now who's old that you have to wonder what his future is going to be is Sergei. And goalies, and he's a freak. You know, he's a freak with his work. And they're going to be careful with him at the end because the Panthers have a very congested schedule to end the regular season, which is why they go get Vanacek. But that's really, like, the only guy. I mean, like, look, I don't know what Ekblad's future is going to be because I'm sure someone's going to come with the bag for him. Same thing with Benny. There's going to be guys who get poached. There are going to be guys that get poached.
There's a couple of guys who are going to get poached.
But right now, who cares right now? Right now, we got another run coming up, baby. We got another run coming up, baby.
I mean, this has been, like, this is 4 years.
I just also want
to. This hasn't been just the last year or two. It's been, like, 4 years because, remember, they won the President's Cup and then they lost.
I just want to be clear, though. Okay, just so we're clear. Because any Boston fans, okay, Bruin fans, who think you're going to pull that Tom Brady nonsense like you did with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're out. That's it. There's not going to be like, wait, can we come on and root for your team? For my shand? No. You're not welcome here. O'Keefe, O'Malley, O'Shea. Oh, no. Your time is up. Okay. Go look at mock drafts and figure out how you're going to redo it with Pasta and Swayman. Figure it out. Leave us the hell alone. All right? He's our rat now, and that's it. There's not going to be any, we were kind of like Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We were kind of like there. It was Gronk and Tom. They were like our little team from Boston. No, they weren't.
Nope.
No, they weren't.
Nope.
And you're not going to pull that move with Marchand. You're not welcome here. We don't want you here. And kick the sharpest of rocks with open-toed shoes.
Well said.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose one with 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory of the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Panthers get a practice. Then they head out for a six-game road trip starting tomorrow in Beantown. Brad Marchand just introduced to the media. And he says that he believes he'll be back on the practice ice, back on the ice tomorrow as he's working his way back from an injury. The initial diagnosis was week to week when they traded for him and that he was going to be ready probably by April, right before the playoffs get started. He's like, but I'm feeling pretty good. I don't know. I may want to get out there. So this trip gets going this week and will be exciting. The Heat, we'll get into them in 15 minutes of Heat, as Leroy said.
What the hell?
Oof.
Exactly.
Woo. Dude.
Myles Garrett is sticking with the Browns. He
is
signed.
He?
Yeah. What? Where were you this weekend? Leroy Deakey. He signed for that Monyon, dude. 123 guaranteed.
That'll keep your ass in town. I always wanted to be here.
True. I'm not going to meet with you.
Yeah.
Would you meet with $40 million a year?
Well, there you go.
See, he's a Browns lifer.
I'm sorry. How much?
How much?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, here's how it's going to go. After discussing it with my family and my agent, I felt that we had an unfinished job, and I want to do everything that I can to help this team win, and I want to be the reason why we win. And they offered me $40 million. I couldn't say no.
Oof. We had a trade yesterday in the NFL as tampering is going to get crazy going. The tampering period opens up at noon. We're going to have a flurry of moves.
All right.
So,
flurry of moves.
My question, you know what's crazy about trade deadline?
Flurry of moves.
All the trade deadlines end, and everybody moves on with their life. The trade deadline ends in hockey, and then they announce all the damn trades. Because all the trades that, there were a lot of trades that were mentioned after the trade deadline for hockey. It's a weird thing, because the Marchand thing didn't get announced till after 3
o'clock. It was at the buzzer. Yeah, it was at the buzzer. But right, there was a lot of buzz going into it that it was happening in that final hour.
Right.
TSN was losing their minds. They were so beside themselves. The Canadian, or Sportsnet, whatever the Canadian network is up there. People are really like scared of the Panthers right now. They're the Stanley Cup final favorite now, as they should be. And yeah, this is Goosey's.
I'm thinking of my parking, my boat campers already. I'm already thinking where am
you're
I
mapping. Oh, you're mapping it out for the parade,
dude. You saw what happened last year.
That parade was something.
I'm mapping it. And what could you possibly do? Oh, God forbid it rains all day again.
Done that.
I've been there, dude.
It was not only rain; there was lightning over the ocean, man.
Come on, dude. I'm already planning my parking.
And they got a big ass metal cup standing in the water.
It's gonna be good. DK Metcalf was traded to the Steelers for a second round pick. Got a fat new deal with Pittsburgh.
I like they needed another weapon to protect their guy.
Yeah, another target.
But here's the problem.
Skyler.
I hate to say this. I don't know how well it's going to work. This is kind of setting the tone for Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Weapons. You got a decent run game. You play a physical style of football, and now you got two horses on the outside.
Unbelievable.
Giant. They got the biggest wide receiver core in the league.
Unbelievably, Leroy, he has a ton of options right now. Like, he really does. I mean, he's got Seattle. He's got the Giants. He's got Pittsburgh. Maybe Minnesota. Even Minnesota wasn't ruled out.
I can understand the desperation. But I would say, let's take it easy on that.
It's because you hate Aaron Rodgers, though.
No, it's just, okay.
It's true.
Okay, was I wrong about how it worked out in New York?
You were not. You were not. But you hate Aaron Rodgers, too. I mean, like, let's not forget. No, oh, speaking of Aaron Rodgers.
Don't hate Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, you do. Like, I mean, you do. But it's okay.
Can you not hate a person but hate his antics?
No. If you hate the antics, you hate the person. That's a ridiculous...
Really?
Yeah.
I can't be mad at something that somebody does.
What I call that? I call that some antics. That's what you're doing.
Wow. Hey, you know what, dude?
Point for Tobin!
Semantic Samurai right here. Leroy Horde. How did you do this weekend, by the way? Did you get through the weekend as a good person?
I did, but... The conversations got a little testy, and here's why. So my cousin's in town from Texas. And by the way, her son, the one that went to Texas A&M, right, he went to school with A-Chan.
Yeah.
Right. So they went to the beach. First comments coming back. You know what? The beach was beautiful. It was great. The water was nice. But I got to tell you, everybody should not be wearing a thong. And I was like, this is my playpen. Let's go. Hold up. Nope. Not going to do
it. Don't do it, Leroy.
Not going to do it. Not going to do it. But you know that's a topic. I was just thinking, I'm like, I'm not gonna even suggest.
You're almost roped in by family.
Yeah,
I'm proud of you.
I'm like, they had this one lady. I'm like, nope, not doing it. I am a new person, at least for 40 days.
One team that is not standing strong is your Miami Heat. 15 minutes of them is coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bum, bum. 15 minutes of heat here for you, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at hollywoodkia.com. I don't know why I'm so chipper. The Miami Heat are 5 games under .500. They once again coughed up a fourth quarter to the Chicago Bulls. And, I mean, it was so pathetic. They are so pathetic. I don't even, like, I'm not even, like, mad. I really genuinely was, Marcos. I know a lot of people, you reached out to me this weekend because you were concerned for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I honestly, I was much more hurt about the Friday loss to the Timberwolves. I thought the Heat played pretty well. They had an unfortunate loss that they kind of got back into, and it does feel like they kind of got screwed at the end with Bam, although they did get a break because they even got that possession was a mistake because of the inbound. So might have been a make-good call. I don't know for the Wolves. But the Bulls, I can only just sit back and howl with laughter. Like, you're getting outscored 36-20 by a team that, like, traded all of its players. Like, I just don't even know what to get mad at anymore. Well, you know, it's just, it is what it is. This season is a season of suck. And Spo just keeps coming back and he's like, hey, positive things are happening. And I'm just like, dude, you are, respectfully, Spo, delusional. If you think that this thing is turning around. I know he's a maniac, and I know that he has used that line aplenty. Dude, there's no help in this team. There's no help in this team. Like, it is what it is. This year is a sunk cost. They are the worst fourth quarter team ever. Ever. And just like, the numbers of them in the fourth quarter are so embarrassing. And this past one, it's like, well, how did they lose? All right, well, Khalil Ware, 3 quarters. He has 12 rebounds, 2 blocks. Spo plays him 0 minutes. Now, maybe there was a minutes restriction because of the knee. So I'll give you a little bit of a passy pass there, Spo.
Jesus Christ.
But I got to ask you, dude, Tyler Hero, my guy, boy wonder, Are you gonna get like any better at staying in front of anybody? The Bulls, dude, it was willy nilly to the rim.
Which is why you need Kalel in there.
Look, I'm with you. I'm with you. And Spo took the blame because he was like, I was bad with the minutes restrictions today. So maybe he played Kalel to the point where he wasn't available anymore.
So here's the other deal, okay? And here's what is happening. They take Bam, get him out on the wing, either with a pick and roll or just have the guy he's usually guarding. Most bigs now can shoot three, so Bam's got to go out there, right? Then they let the guards go crazy on our guards.
Yep.
But that's why you need Kalel in there or somebody else other than Bam, because it's easy to remove Bam from the paint with some kind of offensive set. And when Kalel is in the game with Bam, Kalel can guard the paint and it's a deterrent. When he's not, there's nobody else that can do that. So I don't care what they say. When you watch the games which they are best defensively is when Kalel is in the paint as a deterrent. He doesn't have to block every shot, but he creates a lot of misery for guys going in to do those damn layups.
I'm with you.
And without Kalel and Bam, they just work offensive set where
where's Tyler?
Bam is in the paint.
Where's Tyler? Turnstile! Whee!
Well, listen. Let's not act like we didn't know this.
Oh, I know. We know.
Right? And listen, you can have, for example, Spider isn't known as a great defensive player, but who does he have sitting in the paint?
He's got Mobley. He got Jared Allen.
Right. Part of the problem why the Knicks have a problem is because their deterrent is standing on the three-point line in Cat.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to sit here and act like we don't see what's happening every game, and we have said for the last month, why isn't Kalel in the fourth quarter? And guess what their worst quarter is?
Fourth.
Right.
He
gets no minutes or very little minutes, and Spo tries to match up. Like, you can't match up a SWAT fest.
Spo, here's some of the numbers. And we're going to hear some comments from Spo, who may be losing his mind. This is from Anthony Chang, Miami Herald. The Heat has now wasted a fourth quarter lead in 7 of its last 8 losses and a total of 14 losses this season. The Heat has blown a double-digit lead in 16 losses this season, which is the second most collapses in the NBA, only behind the Utah Jazz, who have 17. Not only is the Heat just 12 and 20 since January 2nd, but it has been outscored by an NBA worst 14.5 points per possession in the fourth quarter during that span. 12 of the Heat's 16 blown double-digit leads and 11 of its 14 fourth-quarter blown leads have come during this stretch. The Heat is also 13-20 in clutch games. That is a game of a margin of 5 points or fewer inside the final 5 minutes in the fourth quarter. This season, after recording a record of 77-57 over the previous 3 seasons. And this is a stat from Ethan Skolnick. Tyler Hero and Trae Young are tied with the most clutch field goal attempts in the NBA with 95. Of the 25 players with the most clutch point attempts, Hero has the lowest scoring percentage at 28.4. He had an awful possession in this game where he came down willy-nilly, the Heat up 3, and decided, pull up 3! And got blocked by Josh Giddey.
Blocked.
Got blocked by Josh Giddey.
Which turned into a 3.
Oof.
Woo! And that was the night after. It was a back-to-back. You got smacked in the face back-to-back nights because the night before that, you had the lead against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And that was a game that didn't have Kalel Ware, didn't have Andrew Wiggins. So they got all their reinforcements for the Bulls game. And they lose that one. Bam was furious after the game to the point where he got fined $50,000 by the NBA for confronting an official. Ridiculous. Ridiculous fine on Bam Adebayo. But also because he didn't do the SPO, which is to precurse with NBA, do not fine me, which is Eric Spoelstra's masterpiece. So let's hear a little bit from Eric Spoelstra after this game. This was after the Wolves game where he threatened the league by telling them not to fine him, and Bam was fouled.
All right, look, I'm going to say this, you know, because we had our chances, enough of our chances, and then there was a wild sequence of events. Did a great job on our denials down the stretch. Those last few inbounds forced that turnover there at the end. And this is what I'll say. It's that last baseline out of bounds. We did not execute and get what we wanted to. With that said, Bam got fouled. I'm not trying to get fouled, league. Don't find me. I'm not doing histrionics up here. I'm fully in control. At any point during the game, that's a foul. Did he mean to foul? No. Is that what we wanted? No. But I will tell you this, Bam Adebayo got fouled on that. He got clipped. And if that's in the first quarter, that's a foul.
What does that mean? That I'm in control.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that part of the rules?
Histrionics.
Let me break it down for you.
That was great.
I'm not a loose cannon up here.
Here's what he was trying to say.
Dude.
I'm not making my next comments out of anger. I'm basically merely stating facts.
How does he get away with that every year? Wow. Every year he gets away with this.
He necessarily does. Here's the problem. And here's the problem I have with this whole situation. Can you find him if it was a foul?
They find him for confrontation.
But I'm just saying, if you blew the call, because...
Well, they said they didn't blow the call. The two-minute report said they didn't blow the call.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. All right.
In fact,
you know what? That's like me and you doing radio.
Mm-hmm.
And Lynn coming in and say, did you guys swear?
No,
we reviewed it, no swear. Right?
If we did say that, he'd be like, great, goodbye me.
Right. You can't review your own work.
I don't know who reviewed it.
What the hell is an official going to say about another official?
We'll hear more from Spo because, yeah, he is losing his mind. But I always love when he gets to pull that move.
Would we all
NBA, do not find me.
He has done this. The one that was the coup de grace was when he looked at the camera, double fingers, and goes, you're not even going to think about giving me a fine. I was like, whoa, he can do that? He could, and never was fined.
League, you're not going to even think about giving me a fine.
Needs to be studied. How does he do this? He didn't get fined. Bam got fined. And you think does Bam go back and he goes,
don't you have to understand the person you're dealing with? If Bam is that hot about something, something's up.
Well, that's the thing, is Bam didn't even get fined for criticizing the officials. Like, after the game, Bam said, the thing that really annoys me is that he wouldn't even talk to me, turned his back to me, and he wouldn't talk to me after the game. I waited until after the game. I don't whine during the games. And the guy wouldn't talk to him. And you could see, because Ant was coming, Ant was coming up to dap a Bam and say what's up to Bam Adebayo after the game, and Bam was in the middle of this conversation with the official. The official was like trying to turn away. He's not going to talk to him. And so Bam wasn't even fined for complaining publicly to the media. He was fined for confronting the official.
It is the only job in all of sports where there is no accountability. Being an official, we've seen over the years, it's been documented in every sport, some of the most egregious calls or non-calls. And those officials are not held accountable. But they are quick to fine Bam $50,000.
Yep.
And so I understand, like, you have to protect the officials. Okay? But nobody gets protected from being bad at your job. Nobody does.
Do you think like nobody? Do you think when Spo learns that Bam was fined $50,000, he goes, "You just didn't tell him not to fine you"? That's what I do.
You just gotta say it.
Why didn't you just say that you were in control and these are not histrionics?
Because again, and they try to find
is that a word?
Creative ways of getting away with it.
I'm in control.
Because they said they didn't fine him from questioning the official. Mm. They fined him for the confrontation. Yeah. There wouldn't have been a confrontation if, let me tell you something. You have a problem with somebody, anybody on the planet. It could be your lawn guy. It could be somebody at the grocery store. It could be somebody in the street, right? What happens to you when that guy turns his back and won't even acknowledge you?
You get infuriated. You lose your mind.
You should fine the official for inciting a riot. But think about it. Think about it. If the guy has a two-minute conversation with Bam, and he says, "Dude, that's what I saw," okay? And Bam's like, "Come on, man," or whatever. All right, they have the conversation. It's over, right? Ant-Man comes up, and they dap it out and go home. That's what happens. But when the official turns his back, it's almost like he acknowledges he screwed up.
Yeah, it's like you want to do. It's like you're a child. You want to put earmuffs on. You don't want to hear it.
Right. Exactly.
Grow up, Peter Pan.
So while you getting on the player, I would take that situation and put it in anybody's life. And somebody that you felt did something inappropriate or wrong or whatever, they turn their back on you and just walk away. What person is not going to just get irate?
Crazy.
Right.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this. Let's get to a little road to repeat here, you rascals. It's brought to us by our friends over at Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of your Florida Panthers. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
I got a little galaxy vibe here with you. I had a, what did I have on the way in? I think a watermelon lemonade. That was good.
You had one on the way in, and you're on another one.
Well, I haven't cracked it open. I could crack it open. I mean, I'm going to...
There it goes. There it goes.
I'm fine. Okay, yep. I just want you to know I'm fine. Right. You stop checking in on me during the week.
I got to tell you.
Dressing as a military man.
I saw the picture. It did not look like you were fine.
I'm fine, dude. I'm fine.
You know what? Because here's the problem. Here's why it becomes so much more extreme for Tobin. Because he's been a Heat trooper for far longer than I can imagine. Heat and five. That's Tobin. Yeah. Heat and five. Now he's come to the realization that maybe Heat and five would be a reach. And the crazy thing about this is, with or without Jimmy, they've been this way all year. And it's excruciating. Now take somebody that lives or dies with the Miami Heat. It has to be the most excruciating thing to watch in sports is your team play three quarters of some of the best basketball you've seen all year, and then play a fourth quarter like they don't know what they're doing.
Right.
Now, part of that, and I do believe this, part of that, and maybe most of that, has to do with who's playing.
Because when Bam gets his break and you put Kalel on a minutes restriction, you're out there with ants.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, we can't put the Kalel thing. This has been a season-long thing. The Kalel thing with the minutes restriction was just this one game. They did the exact same thing the night before when he wasn't there.
Right.
But
no, I know.
They have lost every which way in the fourth quarter this year. But yep. I do think that Tyler Hero has not been very good in fourth quarters. He has not been very good down the clutch. He's not a great defender.
It almost seems like Terry, they're running offense. They just like hand one guy the ball and say, go get us a
ball. I think there's a mental block too, dude. Like I can't think that this team doesn't get squeaky cheeks. Like the game on Friday night, I don't want to get into the Panthers because like enough of these guys already. But the one on Friday, like they had three chances to tie it back up. Bam wide open, Tyler wide open, Duncan wide open, brick, brick, brick. Like good looks. Make the shot, squeaky cheeks.
I got you.
The man who did make a shot is a man who I've always believed in. It's Carter Verhaeghe. Put the Cats up 2-0.
Verhaeghe.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Sam Reinhart, far circle, heads down low. Reinhart back behind the net, had it poked away. And as the Sabres try and clear, Byram couldn't get it out. Ekblad, Barkov, right circle. Up top, Verhaeghe there. Richard, he scores! Through traffic, top shelf, Carter Verhaeghe, 2-0 Panthers.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Whoever would have believed in that guy?
Swaggy.
Vanacek was between the pipes for his Cats debut. Here's one of his saves.
Benson heading in for Buffalo. Back in front. Save! Vanacek with a right pad on McLeod. What a save that was.
Yeah. No goals given up.
First game shutout.
Yep. He's like, this is so much better than the Sharks.
I'm starting. When I see stuff like this and how he struggled all year, and now he's playing for the Panthers and have a shutout.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to believe that back when Bob was four-goal Bob, it had more to do with the defense in front of him.
Oh, I don't want to hear this. 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 I'm not, no. No backsies, dude. I told you.
No.
I had these arguments with you.
Wait.
You and I fought this to the death.
Hold on. Don't confuse my betting trends. I was just riding a four-goal Bob.
Can you just stop? Can you just, Leroy, stop. Stop.
No, wait.
I'm not going to let you. No. I want you to stop. Stop acting like you didn't call him a sieve, and now you're like, I'm starting to believe it might have been the system. I told you that when it happened, and you were like, whatever, dude. Four goals, and that's what it is. I told you this all the time, and you would sit here and said, you're making excuses for your guy. You're making excuses. And now you want to say, perhaps I was harsh.
Hey, so let me ask you a question. If the Heat give up fourth quarter leads all the time.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to benefit from it. Throw a little flyer on them giving up a big lead in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Pays 1,000 to 1 or 1,000 per 100, right? And you do it and you win a couple of times. Both can be true that they're giving up fourth quarters and you're taking advantage of it. Why doesn't matter?
Hold on, dude.
The facts are the facts.
Okay, but the point is
forget the listen. The whole four-goal Bob thing was great for betting purposes. But it was.
You're acting like you just sat here and just like, I said nothing negative about him. I just rode the train.
No, I did not. I did not say that. I didn't say anything negative. Okay? But I will say this,
and
that after a coach change, a system change, it seems like everybody who's in goal seems to do much better than they did in their previous situation or whatever. Now, Bob is great. I'm not disputing that at all. But for you to say all the stuff I was saying was based on me betting four goal Bob.
Dude.
That's it.
I'm not going to let you do this, okay? Because you want to know, because when I was sitting here sticking up, when it wasn't easy being a Sergei Bobrovsky fan in this town, People were mad at People were mad at me. People.
I was just merely taking advantage of a trend.
No. People were mad at me. It's ridiculous. I'm not going to let him do this. Not only is he saying,
wait, years.
You were sitting here for years.
If he's telling me, if you playing wiggle room for me, then Tobin is wiggle room Yoda.
Dude, this is ridiculous.
Hey,
you sat here blasting this dude.
I get it from him.
That, a fair assessment.
Let me wait. I'm going to say a phrase, and you tell me who invented this phrase. The facts have changed.
But the facts haven't changed.
Facts
you just said that the facts haven't changed. Hold on.
Yes.
You went back and said perhaps the defense kind of sucks.
Hold on.
That's my point.
Marcos, let me say this.
All right.
In defense of me.
Oh, my God.
A hockey novice. The facts have changed. They were giving up 4 goals a game, not or not.
Okay. But. You're going back and you're relating it to when the facts haven't changed. You're changing to why the facts were the facts back then. When the facts didn't change.
4 goals.
No, but now you're saying you just got into this by saying perhaps the defense wasn't very good around Bob.
Yeah! But and here's what I'm also saying to you. That wouldn't have changed my betting trend.
Doesn't matter.
It would just change the reasons
why. Doesn't matter. You called him a bum. I let you off the hook. I let you off the hook. We've had our penance. We've had 2 sit downs with the guy as a radio family. That's fine. I've let you back in to the safe spot. But I'm not going to let you now go back and say, perhaps the reason that it happened were the reasons Tobin said. Ridiculous.
What? But
did you call him a bum, Leroy? Did you?
Wait, I didn't call him a bum.
He called him a bum.
I just called him a bum.
No.
I didn't. Find the tape.
I will find the tape. I will find the tape.
Find the tape.
Turnstile.
I may have said all those things.
Fat cat.
But I never called him a bum. Here's what I said, though.
You did.
I'm riding the 4-goal Bob train.
Yeah.
Is that not accurate?
Yeah, you rode the 4-goal Bob train, and then when we talk about you winning on the 4-goal Bob train, I don't know why you believe in this bum.
I did not say that.
You think I don't remember what happened?
Marcos?
Yeah.
Marcos.
That does sound like something you'd say.
Marcos?
Yes.
There's only one player.
Hmm.
One player.
Yeah.
That I've gone out of my way to call a bum.
Eli Apple.
Correct.
Timbo Slice says, I see Leroy didn't give up being full of bleep for Lent.
Oh, my good. Find him. Okay. No, I will find the tape.
I will find the tape.
Okay.
I will go into the archives from 5-6 years ago, and I will find the tape.
It wasn't 5-6 years ago.
It was, dude. It was.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, my God. How long do you think Sergei Bobrovsky's been on the Panthers? 2 years?
No. 5?
This is his 5th year. Year one? You hosed him down.
Wow.
Again,
we got
calling them 4-goal Bob was there should have been a little thing on the bottom of the crawl. Mm. It should have said, for betting purposes only.
Yeah, but it wasn't for betting purposes only. You also took very personal shots at the man.
I don't know.
I did not.
And then you were right there with Quinville, with Driger. You're like, oh, look at Driger. He's so big.
Oh, my
You were such a Driger fan.
Dude, if Driger walked into my gate and went back and got in my jacuzzi, I wouldn't know who he was.
I'm not going to stand for this.
Now all of a sudden you're saying he was best friend?
I'm not going to stand for this.
Okay, then find the proof.
Wow.
I will. And if you don't find the proof, I want an apology.
I'm not going to apologize. I know what the facts are. Because you already know you're wiggling.
Your charges of what you're saying are not valid. I didn't say those things.
Dave says,
there is nobody who didn't take advantage of 4-goal Bob. I said 4-goal Bob. I said it. I'm admitting to that. It was for betting purposes only.
Dade South says, I made a meme of Tobin holding Bob like a baby because of Leroy.
Yeah, but that's because me called him 4-goal Bob. That's it.
That's all you called him?
Yes.
Okay. That's all you called him?
And me taking advantage of 4-goal Bob, I'm playing a trend. The trend is the trend. I got nothing to do with that. Don't be mad at me. I just played the trend.
So you this think, like, I just want to be clear here. I just want to be clear. This was our radio show. This was our radio show.
Yep.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. Panthers lose 5-1 yesterday. Another tough one for Sergei Bobrovsky. And you think your response to only that was, I was just riding the trend, baby. I was just riding the trend. You didn't say anything about Bob sucking, being a bum, even when I said, you know, Leroy, the defense around him is not very good. It's the worst in the league.
You know what? You know what?
You think that's how you responded?
Forego Bob. Okay. Taking advantage of it. Making
that's
that
how you think the segment went.
Yes. But no, first of all, let's be clear. Okay? Your comments about Bob coincide with the access you had to Bob.
That's my guy.
Okay.
But he also was credentialed. He came here a two-time Vezina winner.
Yes. I'm not... All of this is true. Also true that I played a trend.
Yeah, you played a trend, and now you're playing tricks, acting like you didn't say anything.
No, I'm not! Find a tape.
Back after this.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.